You're listening to SBS News.
This has been the darkest winter for so many Australians.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt addresses the nation after 263 new coronavirus cases and three more deaths in Victoria. Step outside your door without a face mask in Melbourne and you can be fined $200. Victoria is the first state in Australia to mandate the wearing of masks in a designated hotspot. It comes as the state of emergency in the state is extended until the 16th of August. Victorian Chief Health Minister Brett Sutton says masks are a new defence mechanism and they will be part of the new normal for Victorians.
We are in a bit of a numbers roller coaster at the moment. It is a new norm. We'll have to get used to new behaviours.
Since the coronavirus pandemic began, there's been a significant increase in public policy directing citizens to wear a mask. More than 130 countries currently have policies recommending face coverings. Some of the first countries to make masks wearing compulsory were Vietnam, the Czech Republic, and Venezuela in March. April saw the United Arab Emirates impose masks for people leaving their homes. So did Morocco and Israel. But some of the worst affected countries, such as Spain and France, mandated masks in May. Professor Miriam Louise McLaws is a member of the World Health Organization's Infection Prevention and Control Guidelines Team for Coronavirus. Ms. McLaws says other countries mandated face masks earlier in their response because they had previous health crisis experience and were not culturally sensitive about them.
Culturally, they had understood the importance of wearing a face mask during the coughing season as well. So when COVID-19 occurred in their country, they adopted face coverings much faster. It was culturally easier for them. They'd been primed before. And if you've ever visited any of these countries in the wintertime, wearing a mask is fairly commonplace. But in Australia and other more predominantly Western countries, mask use hasn't been a readily adopted procedure.
Experts say universal mask wearing is significant because an infected person sheds less of the virus and people around them are less exposed. You can buy a mask or make a mask. Some health experts in the Victorian government have recommended a three-tier homemade mask or even a scarf as an acceptable covering of the face. Information on how to create your own cloth masks is available on Department of Health and Human Services websites. Professor Tony Blakely is an epidemiologist and a public health medicine specialist. His research has found that face masks have a 60 to 80% improvement rate of effectiveness in curbing transmission.
Up to an 85% reduction in transmission. That's enough that it prevents me getting it and it prevents me giving it to you. If everybody's wearing it, it just cuts chains of transmission. So, for example, we modelled the effect of the 6-week lockdown, which without masks might have a 5% chance of achieving elimination, but you put 90% mask wearing on there amongst the Melbourne population, it goes all the way up to nearly half, 50% chance of elimination. It is a very important tool.
So will there be a cultural or social shock to the community with residents wearing masks? Experts suggest it will be a shock to some, but it won't last for long. Being forced to wear a mask may make people feel uncomfortable, or they may look at others differently. But Ms. McLaws says Australia is made up of multicultural communities, so we should be respectful nonetheless.
We are in the Asia-Pacific area and we are multicultural and we've seen people wear masks in and around anyway. Now, they should be considering a mask isn't a political statement, it's a health statement. It's a statement that says, I care about my health and I care about your health. I care about the Australian pandemic efforts.
Mr. Blakely says wearing masks will fast become socially and culturally accepted in Australia as people understand the seriousness of the pandemic.
So this is getting quickly accepted. The tide is turning. My prediction is this will shift dramatically within a week to the point where people are looking at those not wearing masks in Melbourne going, hey, put a mask on. Why? Because this is moving so rapidly. When we did things in the past like seatbelts or stopping smoking inside pubs, or taking asbestos out of buildings. They were seen as radical when they were first mooted. But as soon as they were done, people went, oh, yeah, that's the right thing, let's get on with it.
The UK will introduce compulsory masks in shops from next Friday. Several US states have also given similar advice to their communities. US President Donald Trump was recently seen wearing a mask for the first time after months of denying there was any need to do so. Even the White House has made it compulsory for staff to wear face masks. Australian Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says right now it's a necessary weapon to curb community transmission in Victoria.
Together, we fully and completely support this difficult decision for the mandatory wearing of masks. It is a function of the level of community transmission in the Melbourne region and surrounding areas. It is necessary, and we are sorry that it has reached this point for all those who are affected. But this is about saving lives and protecting lives.
Some countries such as Japan, Indonesia and Thailand have recently experienced face mask shortages. Health experts advise people not to reuse disposable masks as it defeats the purpose and is unhygienic. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.